For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie.
For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Well, big good morning to Reese. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Oh, we'd be better if we could end this with a second date today. That would be real nice.
Oh, yeah, same. I'm pretty invested, obviously.
Well, I figured you were, so let's get right into this. You emailed us about Lonnie. What made you reach out?
Honestly, I think Lonnie is pretty special. You know, we've known each other for years now, but we've never really thought of each other like that. I mean, she was, you know, married for a majority of the time.
Okay.
And, you know, she got a divorce about a year ago. And I don't know, you know, something just shifted, I guess.
Okay.
So you've never dated, but you know each other pretty well. Do you have any thoughts on what might have change for you?
I don't know. You know, part of it is I see her with her kid now, and she's an incredible mom. There's just, you know, there's just a lot of history there. We know each other, you know, each other's stories and, right. and all that. But
yeah.
Also, if I'm being honest, it's really hard to find a good woman these days.
Well, yeah, we get a front row seat to how hard dating is every day.
Don't we know
dude?
It? Don't we know it?
Oh, it can always get harder. just to get it all out there, you know, I've got a history with the law, if you know what I mean.
Oh, geez, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in my past, but I did a couple years behind bars, and long story short, you know, kids don't do drugs, and more importantly, selling them is really a really bad idea.
Well, that's great advice, obviously, and we're sorry to hear that, and
for sure, complicate things.
Yeah,
I imagine.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm not ashamed of it. I mean, I am, but it's part of me. You
gotcha.
Know, it's,
yeah.
I've had it in my rear view for, you know, past 7 years now. And okay. in the long run, I think made me a better person. And, you know, I look at life differently and I'm happy with where I am today. So, but you know, most women tend to think twice when I tell them about that bit of my life.
Yeah, of course. Before we go any further down the road, is that what's going on here? Is this because of your history?
Yeah, but she found out.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think so. You know, she knows all about my past, and I think she might have even sent a Christmas card at some point or something.
Oh,
so she knew.
Like
I said,
right. Okay.
Yeah, and you know the chemistry between us for the last few months has been pretty nuts. So I finally put on my big boy pants and asked her out, and you know. I did it right, too. You know, it was a nice dinner and all that. But for some reason, she just seemed off.
So quiet,
yeah.
Nervous. What are we talking about?
Just off in general, you know. Like I said, things had been clicking and everything was going great. And then there was just that moment where it kind of bottoms out and everything feels weird all of a sudden. You know, like the eye contact was off, the
right.
conversation started to drop off.
Okay.
I don't know. I chalked it up to being in an off night or something. And, you know, maybe she was getting tired or something. And, you know, maybe she had a long day. But ever since, I don't know, I could swear she's avoiding me.
Yeah, man. So not returning your texts and all that?
Yeah, something like that. But we run in the same group, so we've had a couple of group texts where she's responded.
Oh.
There have also been a few nights out where I know she was planning on going, but at the last minute, I guess she changed her mind and, you know, didn't show up.
Hmm.
She'll throw out some lame excuse, but I don't know. I'm not really buying it. It's kind of out of character for her, and I think it has to do with me.
Well, like you said, you've changed. Do you think maybe she doesn't realize that? Like, she is really still stuck on the fact that you did some time?
I don't think so. I mean, she knows me. She knows who I am, what I'm about. You know, if it was just some girl I met off the internet or something, 100% that's going to work against me.
Right.
But I'm not here. It's got to be something other than that. I just want to know what's up.
Well, let's find out. Got Lonnie's number, so we're going to get her on the line and see what she has to say. That's next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Reese took Lonnie out on a date.
Yeah.
Says he did it right.
Mm-hmm.
They went out to dinner. It was a nice night out. Reese has got a history.
Reese did some time.
Did some time for selling drugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Said since past. Different guy now.
And said she knew about it. So yeah. It's not like it was a surprise because they have known each other for a while. He's not sure what's going on. And quite frankly, neither are we.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to get her on the line, see if we could get some answers. Hey, Lonnie, is this Lonnie?
Hi. Yeah. This is Lonnie. Who's this?
Good morning. We're Frito and Katie from Y100.
Oh, hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for answering. We're hoping this makes your day, honestly, because we potentially have something really cool. This is a second date package with almost no limits.
Yeah.
You get to pick everything you'd want to do, and then we'll pay for everything, okay? So you could pick where you want to eat, what you want to do, what activity you want to enjoy. The only catch is we get to pick the guy that you'd take out. It would be someone you've already been out with before. Not totally random.
Yeah. Wow. So this is probably Reese, I'm assuming.
Good guess. It is Reese.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have a 5-year-old, so I really don't get out that often. It's pretty easy to narrow it down.
Say no more. Well, with that all in mind, how would you feel about a second date with Reese on us?
Man, I don't know. This is hard. I don't know. I've known him forever, and I would consider him like a close friend. I just don't know how much I really want to like get into this.
Okay, all right. But look, let's get ahead of this for a second. He did tell us about the fact that he spent a few years incarcerated.
Honestly, is that the issue?
No, not really. No, he really does seem like he's changed and put all that behind him, and like, I don't know. My dad was wrongfully accused and convicted for a few years.
Oh, wait,
so,
what?
Yeah. No, it's a long story. But I'm just saying that, like, I don't think that prison necessarily defines the man.
Okay.
I believe Reese when he says it made him better. At least I want to believe it when he says it. I don't know.
But okay, the way you phrase that,
it
makes...
You want to believe it.
Yeah, there's something that's keeping you from doing that?
Well... Okay. Like I said, we've been close for a while. I feel like I know him and I do know him, and we've been getting a lot closer recently. So he asked me to dinner and I was really looking forward to it. I drove over to his house because we decided to take his truck and I could just pick my daughter up from a friend's on the way home.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we were at his house for a little bit. We'd made some earlier reservations, but we needed to change them. And then to fill the time, we were just watching TV. So he goes up to get something or do something. I don't remember. And I'm looking for the remote. I can't find it anywhere. So I open this drawer in the coffee table and I see a loaded 9mm. And I just, I don't know. It shook me up. I don't know. So don't get me wrong. I have no problem with guns.
Okay.
I don't personally own one, but I don't know. That's just me. You do what you need to do. But the issue is just him having a gun. It just didn't sit right with me.
Okay.
So I shut the drawer. I tried to ignore the whole thing. I tried to pretend like it didn't happen. But like, given the circumstances, that was just kind of impossible for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, can I explain this? Hi, I just want to get this out there. It's for work. I promise it's for work.
I didn't realize you were listening to this.
Yeah, we talked to him earlier. He just wanted to know why you were avoiding him.
So what do you mean, why do you need a gun for your job, Reese?
Yeah, I have a couple businesses. I detail cars, but I also buy and sell used cars. I'm working out of my house, and I usually have, you know, a good amount of cash around. It's only there to make sure, you know, I can protect myself if I need to. I guess it's, you know, also for just personal protection. But if I did something else, I, you know, probably wouldn't have one.
Okay.
Okay, but the way that all that sounds, like, has his own house, has his own business. He deals in cash. He works out of that house. Look, Reese, I know you, or at least I hope I do. I think I do. But, like, that combination of things, I just... I don't know what to think.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, right.
You of all people know I'd never go back to that life. There's no way.
I know. I want to believe you. I really do. But I just, look, Reese, I've got a kid. And this is why I'm so conflicted about it. Do I trust him? Do I ignore all of this? I'm really concerned that you having that thing is just like this omen, like this bad sign of, you know, something, things that are to come. I don't know. And I just, look, I don't want to get mixed up in all that.
I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on...
It seems like a valid concern.
Yeah, that's hard, man. Can we take some feedback? Like, maybe some other people have some thoughts or have been in similar situations. I mean, we can see how
what's
it hits everyone else.
On that?
I don't... I wish I knew. I don't know. But... I mean, can we see what everyone else thinks about this or what?
Actually, yeah. You know what? I would appreciate that. So I think that, yeah, that's great. And Reese, look, I do like you, okay? I don't know what to do about any of this. So, yeah, that sounds great.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.